It is never stasis in Washington, in particularly being down there last week, the blistering heat of Washington. It's there now. There's air conditioning, which is better for Nancy Ignatovich. And she joins us now, truly our senior reporter on Capitol Hill. Nancy, is there such a thing as a lame duck majority party? Are the Democrats lame duck in the House?
I thought you were going to take me to the Senate because things are looking very lame there. In the House, the Democrats are really losing momentum, and they're just trying in the next few weeks just to get a few things done before they run for the election trail. I mean, the time when they had the momentum to really do things is slipping
right
away.
Well, they go to the House restaurant, you know, named after the busboy, Mr. Pettinode, and all that. And they sit there and they have their menu, government subsidized, and they're across the table. Are they just all making plans for what to do after the first Wednesday of November?
I think they are. I mean, right now, in my mind, it's all the post-election lame duck session.
There we go.
And they're doing just the bare minimum here. They'd like to do more, sure, but people like Mitch McConnell are helping to block things. And so everyone's looking ahead, and they'll assess their bargaining power after that election.
Well, let's talk about the Senate there, Nancy. This follows the majority leader, Chuck Schumer, I believe testing positive for COVID-19. He is still working remotely, though. What can we expect out of the Senate?
He's not the only person who's tested positive, also the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, so they're down two votes. So that affects a lot of what they can do because they only have that, you know, it's a 50-50 Senate. So they're trying to do nominations this week, but then, and we don't even know if they can really do a lot of them without, you know, having all of their members. After that, there's a big question mark whether they can get that deal on a competition bill to help the semiconductor industry. There's a question about the Build Back Better. There's a skinny version that Manchin has helped to block. And it's like they might just stagger to the recess.
Okay, Civics 101. What is the incentive for the Republicans to support this legislation if it's wildly presumed in some form they'll be majorities?
That's a really important question.
I did okay there? Okay.
It doesn't seem like Mitch McConnell, you know, he's assessing that. Will they do better just to wait in the event that they have the majority? But right now, a lot of these Senate races don't look as good for Republicans as they did only a matter of weeks ago.
So you're saying the Democrats could hold on in the Senate, is the Ignatovich skinny?
I'm not saying that, but I have been reading about some of these really pivotal races, like in Georgia and Arizona and Nevada and so on. And in places like Georgia, Republicans, you know, they've got some vulnerable candidates like Herschel Walker, who says a lot of outrageous things from time to time, and Warnock is really pulling ahead. It's still a very close race, though. So it's an assessment all the time by people like McConnell about whether it's better to cut a deal now or think that you're going to have a much better hand come, you know, December, January, February.
Nancy, very quickly, the budget reconciliation deal, do we get it?
I see the momentum going away with every week. And the budget resolution that they're using as a vehicle expires on September 30. And so they don't have much time.
Yeah. This is great. Like, Critty's trying to ask a grown-up question here about Washington, and then Nancy Ignatovich gives a responsible answer. Isn't Nancy the responsible answer? No.
Not for me to say, Tom.
Okay. Nancy Ignatovich, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it for the grace that she gives us in Capitol Hill.